Hey, welcome in, time for a daily editorial. It is August 5th, 8:41 in the morning. I have Lieutenant Colonel Retired McKinney on the line with me right now. Jim is going to opine on the results of the Washington State primary yesterday. The only comment I can make to start out is a comment that I'm pretty unhappy about the fact that it looks like Seattle, according to the votes that I saw yesterday, the leaders pretty much have capitulated to, I guess I'll use the word, the Antifa crowd. Would appear that the city council has a mandate to reorganize the police department, and which would include defunding the police department. Jay Inslee, who is up for re-election, the mayor of Seattle, Jenny Durkin, is not up for re-election. She was on last night. Just as a comment, her comment isn't even worth repeating. It looks like Inslee came out pretty strong. He got 52% of the vote. Jimmy, how do you read the results of the primary election in Washington yesterday, sir?
I think there is, you know, there's problems with Seattle. I'm surprised at the amount of support that Jay Inslee got. But in one way, I'm not surprised. And that's primarily because it is the primary vote. And the people that get involved in the primaries are the ones that actually are very involved politically and understand. There's a big outreach effort by the grassroots on both sides of the aisle to get their turnout out. We actually are only averaging at about a little below 30% of turnout. The November election is going to be much broader. You know, you're going to have a lot more people to get involved and a lot more excitement about it from just general independent voters and non-active politico type people. So we'll see some changes, but I was disappointed to see that the Republicans committed fratricide by having so many candidates and they split the vote up. But it's with Jay Inslee, he's only at about little over 51% of the vote. And that's attainable in a general election if Republicans consolidate around their candidate. The candidate that looks strongest is a guy named Lauren Culp, a former police chief in Republic, or I guess the police chief in Republic, Washington.
Yeah.
Wrote a book, has stood up for gun rights and some other issues. In Washington, it's going to be a challenge for him. But we'll see what happens.
I think it's going to be really interesting to see what happens. Well, you're in charge, man. You've got the chairmanship of the committee to reelect Donald Trump, which really is, I have to say, the most important vote, in my opinion, that's coming up in November. And I wish you all the best, sir. I'll do whatever I can to help you, and you know that. Having said that, do you think we have enough support that Trump can pull a rabbit out of the hat? Keep in mind that an Antifa member, looks like from the state of Missouri, is going to be going to Congress in November. How do you feel about that?
That's a little disturbing, but it's expected in some of these deep blue areas where there is a progressive vote and there's a strong minority vote. So I can see that. I will say, just to follow up with what's happening here in Whatcom County, we had a 9% increase in Republican turnout in the primary over our last primary election. So that's a very good sign. And we have a Republican candidate in our state legislator, Jennifer Sefcik, who we've interviewed here on the program, who went ahead in the primary against the incumbent Democrat, Sharon Shumake. That's a very good sign, as well as Lou Anne Van Werven. We also interviewed her. She's about a 6 points ahead in the primary vote as it stands tonight. And that is that's about 11 point difference from the last primary election that she won in the end by a very close margin. So people here in Whatcom County are getting out. They're motivated. We've got a higher percentage of turnout that we've had in the past for a primary. And there are a lot of them are very, very supportive of the president. And that's a big turnaround from the past. And that's what we're reaching out to get people excited and get them involved.
Well, I'm really glad to see that. I see an awful lot of American flags on pickup trucks up here in our part of the state, and I'm seeing more and more Trump signs up here again in our part of the state. We'll see if it's enough to make a difference in the state of Washington. I did watch the Democratic state chairman last night. And she pretty much laughed off any challenge that she thought that when she was asked by the newscaster issue is concerned at all about Trump's showing in Washington State in the election. She pretty much laughed at him when he said that. What do you feel? How do you feel about that?
I think there's a tremendous amount of frustration with many of the people in Washington State, frustration with Jay Inslee, Jenny Durkin, what's happened in Seattle, frustration with the extended mask and shutdown orders. So I think they ought to really, they've got a base and they turned their base out for this election. But when it comes to the national election, I really foresee a different turnout than we had in 2016 in Washington, where Trump only got 36% of the vote in my county. And we're going to try and get that up at least 10% better and try and push it into, right across the border at 51%. We'll see how it works. Washington's a tough one because we do have a lot of very progressive ideologues here that basically don't think very deeply. And then they blame other people for not thinking deeply, but which is pretty interesting as they move towards a socialist utopia that actually is a disaster.
Well, Jimmy, I have a lot of time. Pardon me, got many, many frogs in my throat this morning. I have a lot of time for you. I have a lot of respect for your opinion, and I have a lot of respect for your very hard work. So guaranteed I will do everything I can to make your endeavor a successful one here. I'd like to get some comments on this, by the way, from some of the local listeners, if you would, people who live in our neck of the woods, Barb, Ann, and everyone else. I'd like to hear how you feel about this. I am not even close to giving up the fight, and like you, I want our country back. Jimmy, you got the final word. Anything at all you want to say?
No, I just agree with you. We've really got to be cautious about what the progressives are trying to do to this nation and take away our individual rights and freedoms and attack our speech and our thoughts. And we just can't accept that. That's why I'm standing up, and I hope others will too.
Well, there you go. And I'm standing right next to you. Jim McKinney, thank you so much, sir.